Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
705 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy, Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. And Doug, here it is.
What is it? What's here?
The Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Today's program will feature a very angry Larry Nickel, as I understand it. That's at 7:45. He's going to recap you on WWE. Gabe DeArmond at 8:30. He's going to talk with the Plowboy about Missouri recruiting. Okay. And at 9 o'clock, Derek Gould and the Cardinals and Sox tonight at Busch Stadium as the Cardinals look to continue their red-hot ways against the Red Sox.
I like this interleague play. I do like it. I like to see different teams. I like to see the Red Sox. I like seeing the Yankees. I don't need to see the Brewers and the Reds.
Marlins kind of a fun team to watch, though.
According to my ledger, they haven't played the Reds yet.
That's right. The Cat is on a deal where he can't talk about Red Series.
Oh, they've played a couple times, I think.
Look it up.
Well, I just did.
Still. I like what you did, though. The red hot Cardinals and Red
right.
Sox.
Now, I haven't done any television since 2005, but I feel like I still have it.
Somebody's like a writer. Yeah. Somebody's a writer.
I feel like I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
So Swalks in town tonight. Doug, who's towing the slab for those Redbirds?
I believe it's Lance Lynn,
veteran
right-hander.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. LL Cool J is hard as hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Lance Lynn. It's not LL Cool J.
Again, might want
I'll check it.
Right. And Plowboy, another big day for the University of Missouri basketball program. I'm surprised you're not wearing any black and gold this morning. Doug, Jeremiah Tillman, as Dave Matter writes in the Post-Dispatch this morning, and Gabe DeArmond will be with us at 8:30. The Jeremiah Tillman Mystery Tour took a new but not unexpected turn Monday when the 6'10" East St. Louis forward signed a financial aid agreement to play for Missouri.
I guess he's one of the few people that will be attending the University of Missouri next year.
It looks like you're going to take it down that path immediately.
Have you seen those stats where they've got like 4,000 students coming in for next year? The lowest enrollment in like 20 years.
And the front page story in the Post-Dispatch this morning is that Missouri is now likely to cut hundreds of positions amid expected 7% enrollment drop.
Mm-hmm. But thankfully, tuition will go up, so I'll pay the brunt of some of that.
Oh, so you're going to cover it for us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Doug, the story is, I was going Tillman, but you
can
took
go
it
Tillman. No, you can go Tillman. Actually, just a little side, just a little jab I took at him, that's all.
But your son goes there.
Yes, he does.
And you're picking up the gap, you're going to pay the deficit for the entire universe?
Well, I'll pay his share, for sure. It's gone up every year, I think, since he's been there.
Amid budget cuts and an anticipated 7.4% drop in enrollment, leaders at the University of Missouri-Columbia are expecting to trim about 400 positions. Most of the jobs would be cut through attrition, with fewer than 100 layoffs projected. Interim Chancellor Garrett Garnett Stokes announced the budget details at a campus forum Monday. Mizzou has already said it was expecting its smallest freshman class in two decades. The enrollment drop discussed Monday is the first estimate pertaining to the school's entire enrollment. The loss of students would result in about $16.6 million less in revenue. Leaders hope to make up about $7 million of that through a 2.1% increase in tuition.
What?
Doug, I believe that will be passed forward to you.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay for everyone else's tuition?
Apparently, I'm going to have to. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a big check.
Apparently so.
Very kind man.
Mm-hmm.
At the forum, leaders pointed to the enrollment drop partly as fallout from the declining number of high school graduates across the region, as well as ongoing, quote, public perception concerns.
What does that mean?
I think it has something to do with the run defense against Auburn.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I think that's what it is. Like, hey, just, you know, put somebody up the middle on Trey Mason.
We're gonna go to college somewhere where they have a decent cock-nose tackle and a run stuffer.
It really comes down to gap assignments. Just stay with your gap assignment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So had they put somebody on Trey Mason, they wouldn't have this issue.
It'd be a different story. And I remember in the fall of 2015, when things were going great, they couldn't build the dormitories fast enough. They had 1,000 freshmen having to live off campus, having to find apartments to go to the University of Missouri because it was so crowded.
Well, the thing about Missouri, Doug, is, you know, they don't have a giant endowment that they're sitting on.
Right.
Oh, they probably did at some point.
Oh, they still do. They don't touch that. They increase tuition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They don't touch that endowment.
And now they don't need the new dorms that they're building. They're going to use them, but they're tearing down other ones that have been there forever. They can't fill them up anymore. It's a shame.
Why don't you get out? You went to Missouri.
Missouri. Yeah.
You're a true son. Why don't you get out there and get around the campus, let people know the water's fine, jump on in.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in the way they handled the whole thing.
What, the
the run defense? I am, too. Dave Steckel never really touched on
it. Yeah, you got
that was old news, dude.
You got to fill the gaps. Just, you know, stay in your lane.
They win that game, they go and beat Jameis is famous and have a national championship.
Things would be different. Well, maybe not.
Wait.
Things would probably be exactly the same as they are.
Yeah, we should make up t-shirts. I blame Trey.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Sell them for $50.
Okay. I'll do that, I guess.
I think he's already on tilt. I wouldn't do anything else that would push him over the edge.
Doug, if people want to text in their thoughts on the Trey Mason run defense and how it's led to declines at the University of Missouri in the freshman class enrollment, they can do so by calling in the appliance discounters. You like when people call in, don't you?
Well, sometimes they call in nice things and other times not so nice things. Some people like some things and some people don't like other things.
North rim.
I like the listener interaction, Tim. I encourage it because this is the marketplace of ideas.
The open marketplace of ideas. You're exactly right. John Stuart Mill, Doug, that's my guy.
Okay.
855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. That is how you can get involved in the radio program here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And look at this at the top of the text inbox. People are already getting involved. Guess what, guys? It's been 27 days since my wife last touched my PUD. It's Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, kind of starting things off this morning.
I don't want to know about Bill's holes.
Here's your exchange of free ideas.
Well, it's the open marketplace.
Right, yeah.
Some ideas are better than others.
Doug, you may blame Trey, but I like Trent. Thanks. That's from the 314.
See, that's a good exchange right there.
I like Trent.
Guys, also, for $10,000 less, you can get the same worthless degree at Missouri State or SEMO. Thanks, Stephen Wildwood, who I believe is paying for education also right now.
Or UMSL as well. Yep.
Or Geneseo State.
Missouri's up to almost $25,000 a year to go to the University of Missouri.
I think
in-state.
It was 10 when I went there, I think, but I don't know.
It was and half that when I went there. I know that you can go to some schools around here as out of state. You can go to places like Arkansas and Kentucky and Ole Miss, and it's cheaper than going to the University of Missouri.
Even if you're in-state?
Yeah, it's crazy what they charge.
Yeah, but the J school.
Yeah, well.
Where else are you going to learn to do a walking stand-up for no reason?
It is a fun place. It's a fun place. They're cracking down as hard as they can to not make it a fun place.
What do you mean?
At Mizzou.
Well, they have booches.
You know,
and
there's
get
a there's yeah, a war
no fries.
On, there's a war on kids having fun there.
Plow sock.
What was that exactly?
Yeah, I don't even now. I don't recognize.
Well, it's topical with the Matty Mock war cry from his Ray King video. Remember that, Doug? He had a little bit too much fun.
Ed. Oh, okay. I guess I do.
I think we should point out to the listener that Plowboy has gone clean shaven.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Huh?
Yeah, I got annoying.
The mustache did?
What are you eating now?
He's eating a muffin. Mind your business.
Right, Doug. High protein, low carb breakfast.
Along with a soda.
All right.
Also, high protein, low carb.
But, I just wanted to change it up. Called Cucky and said, hey, do you mind if I shave the stash? And he goes, dude, I'm thinking the same thing.
Doug, you ever check with another guy?
Why would you have to get his permission?
We had, remember the superpower mustache thing?
No.
we went a different route, and so we're not going to do that one. We're going to shelf that one for maybe later in the summer.
What was the superpower mustache thing?
To where we tickle our mustaches together, and then we like solve crimes.
You didn't tickle it against another man's mustache.
Not yet. No, that was the idea. So he gave me the okay to shave it. I said, all right, I needed to let my lip breathe a little bit. And so I did.
Can
let
I ask a breathe. Follow-up? Can I ask a follow-up? All right, because I don't remember this. Maybe I was on a road trip. So you and Cucky plan to tickle each other's mustaches and then fight crime.
When,
can you give us more background?
And our buddy Craig. We didn't do random videos. Over the weekend, we were playing hockey in Cucky's basement with his little son. And so we do little videos like that. We had idea mustache superpowers and just rub them together, and then we go out and solve crime.
Doug?
What sort of crime were you going to solve?
I don't know. We didn't go that far.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
No.
Well, where do you put the video?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I saw that Cucky had done like a film production. Doug, you got to see this. This guy, here's a guy.
Someone should do a sode on that.
Yeah, this might be worthy. Take a look. And it's on the fan page so everybody can see it.
A Cucky production, it says.
Doug, look at this. It says, one day Deke Dotum traveled to an exotic destination, and then it shows him playing floor hockey in his basement and eating chips in search of hot ass play, it says. And there's a picture of the Plowhawk and Cucky. Cucky was looking for a hairy, warm mouth outside of the social norms.
Who's that?
There's a couple of older men wrangling cattle brought together by homoerotic emails. Magic was indeed captured, and there's just a shot of bananas.
They took a
trannies, pillow stacking in dirty areas. And there's Cucky dressed as a woman, and just a shot of floor hockey, where two boy pigs became one. And there's a man in a gimp mask. And there's some shots of The Bachelor. And more floor hockey.
There was also a clip of Alaska, The Last Frontier.
Oh, that was that one!
Yeah.
And a lot of floor hockey. Nice shot, Plowhawk. And Plowhawk humping the floor for some reason.
Oh, Plowsy.
Long live TMA.
And
there's a little shooting star.
Clouds and a little smattering of sunlight.
I mean, Doug, look at the title of the film is Deke Comes to Town, starring Dotum and Cucky. Wow, wow, wow.
How much time did he waste doing that?
It's a good production.
Yes. It's not a good production.
It is.
It's just a couple of pictures he got on the internet.
Yeah, but what about the music?
He found that on the internet.
You don't think that was a symphony he put together?
And a few shots of a guy playing floor hockey in his basement. It's not exactly art.
I don't like you criticizing other people's work, you know. You slapped together a couple of VOs for your sportscast. Right. This looks like higher tech production with this than you
Hello,
do in
Cucky.
Your sportscast.
Yeah.
What we do is news. Okay.
Yeah.
A little thing called news. Yeah. This was a guy playing in his basement.
Let's check in on those Washington Nationals since we have nothing else local to film.
Guys, that was possibly the gayest thing that I've ever heard on this show. And a producer once was live on the radio in white pants with a bleeding butthole. Thanks. That's from Mario in Chicago.
It is true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, his assessment's accurate.
It's hard to deny any of that.
Mario in Chicago also says, yeah, but who would want to go to Ole Miss when you can go to Mizzou and bang the same chicks you did in high school and join a fraternity with only guys from Catholic schools in St. Louis? Thanks, Mario in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Kind of holding up a mirror. To the University of Missouri. Oh, you have some guys from Catholic schools in Rockhurst, too. Yeah, Kansas City
all,
Rockhurst.
It's not all Catholic schools.
How
that
many
part's
kids
not
from
Rock
Yeshiva go there? Few,
six,
right?
six, six. Two. Mm-hmm. I think that's AE Pi.
Probably, yeah. Probably so.
Doug, it seems like you've soured on Mizzou. You've always kind of been a Kansas-leaning guy anyway.
No, I've just seen some things there the last few years that has not made me real happy.
Hey, Plowsy.
So go back to... The offense against Alabama in 2014?
Yeah, if you can't see a play like that coming when the guard pulls, you know, what hope does the university have, really?
Nice take. We got Gary Pinkle waiting, and I want to talk some Mizzou.
Yeah. The truth is, Gary Pinkle undid in 1 week what he built up in, 13 years, 12 years? Everything he'd done before that. When he got there, the school was about 22, 23,000. At one point, they had like 34,000 kids there. The town, the school just bursting at the seams with growth. And then that one thing with the phony hunger strike and
Trey Mason
bowing down to all that has undone it all.
So if you were Gary Pinkel during that week, what would you have done?
I think you say, no, you're here to play football. We're playing football. That's the end of that. We'll deal with this separately. You don't threaten to shut down the football program because some kid with unsubstantiated said he was not going to eat. Sorry, I think he handled that completely wrong, and I think a lot of that's on him.
He's an arrogant little prick. I said that.
Well, you weren't talking about Pinkel.
So about Johnny Manziel on our show.
Right. Yeah, that's when it turned.
How about Ricky Clemens and not passing? Wasn't that part of it?
No.
Well, that was 14 years ago.
That wasn't.
And that was Barton Community College. Nice little program where you could pick up 16 credit hours over a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to be proud of there either. But they're not the first school to have a kid run into eligibility problems. That
give me an example of 13 others.
Well, it could probably give you almost everyone in Division I has probably had that happen at some point or other.
So it was Clemens and Mason mostly responsible for this.
The run defense, sure. If you can't contain, if you don't gang tackle, you're going to have problems and you're going to lose your enrollment.
Even Tim sneezes sound cool. I'm going to change mine to sound more like his. Thanks, Crestwood Coyote.
Danny Schwartz.
Very manly sneeze.
Is it?
Yeah, very manly. But I do think you were playing it up because you knew you were on the air. Where I think normally when you sneeze, it's like this. A two.
Kind of like Derek Zoolander.
Like, achoo!
Derek Zoolander in the coal mine. How do you guys feel about Federer skipping the French Open? Thanks, Dave, in St. Peter's. Doug, I know you wanted to get to that at 8, but
the thing that I don't like about the French Open is I can't see the ball when they play. Against that clay, it's hard for me to see the ball. Right. And then they slide after they hit it. I don't think that's necessary at all.
Right.
So I'm not watching the French Open at Roland Garros. I'm not. I won't watch it whether he's there or not.
Because of the sliding?
Some of the sliding and the fact that I can barely see the ball that they're hitting. That's just how I feel. Controversial, you betcha. But it's just how I feel.
You've never been afraid of controversy.
I've not. I don't shy away from it. I don't watch the French Open.
Guys, I guess we're not going to talk Wiz Seltz. Guess that's cool. Thanks, 314.
I watched some of the fourth quarter last night because the boys were watching that.
And wow.
I hadn't watched the NBA in a while. I didn't realize that Kelly Olynyk was the best player in the league.
Yeah, he's been the best player in the league for about 4 years.
I guess so. He had like 20 in the fourth quarter. Said, who is this guy with the man bun?
It's Gardner.
Yeah. Bradley Beal had a big game.
Sup, Double B. Sup, Tim.
He had like 36, 38 points, something like that.
Yeah, but let's talk about the white guy.
Well, Kelly Olynyk just got on fire there. I didn't realize that he was the new Larry Bird.
Well, here's the thing about him. He doesn't have a lot of athletic ability, but he gets there early. He's a smart player,
yeah.
And he works hard.
Uh-huh.
He's a gym rat is what he is.
He's a Wes Welker type player.
Mm-hmm. He's got good hands, possession type receiver.
Nice.
Works hard.
Popular in the sound off section.
Yeah, and he's got a man bun.
Right. Doug, and now you have LeBron, who's been waiting in the wings to get another shot at Steph and the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
This would be part 3.
Well, they're going to have to go through Mr. Olynyk, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Let's get everything back to Olynyk.
They get ready to interview him after the game, national TV, as the star of the game, and he just kind of walks away and goes and starts hugging other players and said, come on, back here, just a couple seconds.
Is he distracted easily?
I guess he was.
He's considered one of the dirtiest players in the game, too, this random white dude with a man bun.
Yeah, I guess they don't like him.
Zag.
Yeah, he is Gonzaga.
How about this? Maybe if they get someone up on him so he doesn't have those open jump shots.
Well,
I guess
they didn't think he could shoot.
How about that?
Well, he didn't miss there in the fourth quarter.
How about this? Get a hand in the face.
Cover
the man bun.
Right.
Get someone on the man bun.
Yes.
Guys, along those lines, do you feel that Reese Witherspoon gave it up too easily to Mark Wahlberg in Fear?
I guess, but I don't recall. Call if they had sex. I know there was digital play on a roller coaster.
No.
But I don't know if they ever had sex.
He killed their dog, Tim.
Right, but that was after the roller coaster.
I think they did. I think he snuck in the bedroom one night and they did it, I think.
Doug, is that correct?
I didn't see the picture. I was pressed for time.
I mean, it's been 25 years.
Yeah.
Let me just
can't get to it.
Send
You think Doug could handle that role?
Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on that.
All right. Mark Wahlberg or Reese Witherspoon?
Mark Wahlberg. Can you imagine if it's Doug like pounding his chest?
Yeah, what a scene. What
a
scene.
I think it would have been a more critically acclaimed film had Doug been in the lead role.
Well, I was offered the lead role. Of course, I was busy with journalism.
That is
you think I'm gonna leave? You think I'm gonna leave a local sports job for a big motion picture role like that?
Good for you.
Thank you, Doug.
Some of us have ethics.
Doug, how hot is that Alyssa Milano? Wow, wow, wow. That's from the 314.
She's 50 now.
She can still be hot at 50.
Yeah, look at Julianne.
Look at you.
Let's start looking.
Already done.
I'm going to guess, how old do you think Alyssa Milano is? I'm going to guess 43.
I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to go 44, Tim.
I'll say 45.
Ah! I don't like that strategy, and the cat was right. Tip of the cap, 44 Bills. She was married to St. John Tate from 1999 through 1999.
Didn't even make it a year.
St. John Tate. You know him?
No.
Didn't she have a brief relationship with Brad Penny, the longtime Cardinal?
Who, a number of pitchers.
I think
it was pitchers that she liked.
Yeah, Barry Zito.
How many starts? Brad Penny made, what, 112 starts?
Oil Can Boyd.
I don't think he was here that long. No.
Dennis Oil Can Boyd.
He was big, and he didn't like us much in the media.
That's right.
I think she has her own line of MLB clothing that she designs through MLB.
How come I haven't gotten a text with her number?
Iggy? She's too big for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We will have an audio postcard tomorrow. I'm interviewing Meg Tilly at 9:10 today.
Who's she?
She's Jennifer Tilly's sister.
Hold on. Let me give you a double one.
No, she's hell, I'm straight and I would go out with you.
I'm just so beyond honored that I've got a date with you coming up.
How's that relationship?
She has
going?
Four naked movies out there, so there's something we can.
Meg Tilly does. Does she have the breasts of her sister?
No.
Really?
Much smaller than her sister.
That's kind of a bad beat.
It is. I'm going to ask her about that. Was there any boob envy growing up?
Let's start with that question.
Well, end with that, but
not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Right.
She's got a movie coming out with Brad Pitt. So.
The Johnny Weir thing ever go anywhere with you?
What?
You said you were going to date Johnny Weir. At least he said that.
We just heard the clip. That's why we were just following up. That's what journalists do.
That's right. You can't let something go.
Well, no, we haven't dated. He's got a boyfriend now.
Seem a little bruised by that.
Well, I thought I had a shot if I was gay.
You wouldn't want a shot if you weren't, would you?
No, I kind of like his co-star there. That Tara Lipinski.
Co-star in what?
Boy, they're
life.
All over the
place. They are.
When they do life shows.
Whatever parade podcast. You're watching, they're weird.
Do you think I'm sitting back enjoying
a
parade?
No, I'm just telling you.
The figure skating analysts.
Are they really?
On the Olympics or whatever, they always bring them in as figure skating, and they are funny together.
I think they were at the Derby, too, giving a fashion design.
Doug, watch this. Purple Derby.
Good one. I'm glad I could watch it.
I think they have a podcast, though.
They are funny
together. Very funny.
Maybe you ought to listen to their podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
Guys, thanks for the spoiler alert on Reese Witherspoon's dog. I'll be sending passive-aggressive email complaining to Tim at 4:45 on Friday. That comes from Prod Joe's more popular MMF.
Yeah, Kat, that movie was only 20 years ago. You need to wait.
Yep.
Yeah, I had it queued up ready to watch tonight. I guess I won't know. That's been spoiled for me.
Sorry, it just stayed with me. Why would he mess with the family dog?
He killed someone's family dog?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg did.
Why?
I don't know what that was about, actually.
Well, I think they were thinking the dog would protect the family.
Doug, watch this. Sneezins is pleasins.
But it was such a cool sneeze.
And you have
sneeze.
A little tissue on your lip, too.
Oh, that's Coke.
The Lemmings Gong is presented by Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency, your farmer's insurance agent in Columbia, Illinois. Call or text him. I'm about to give the number. 618-317-5027.
Tell me more about Danny.
Be sure to ask how your school can receive free supplies for teachers and students through farmer's insurance, and may the Schwartz be with you.
Danny Schwartz, who we got to see firsthand yesterday at Anbrier for the golf tournament. And what a delightful day it was at Anbrier with Helen Fitzgerald's and Twisted Tree.
Hmm.
And we also got to see Timmy the Tickler. Seems like a great American.
He's not a great American.
Well, they brought donuts.
Doug, he's a horrible American.
We fired off a 10-under. I have not gotten word if that took down the pot. I would like to think it did. I'd like to think it did. But I had to jet like the wind right after we completed our round.
Well, if you haven't heard, you probably didn't win.
Mm-mm.
Don't you think they would have contacted you and say, here, here's your share of the winnings.
It's
here's your
very,
reward.
It's very difficult to get my number.
Here's your reward. That's what they would have said.
Give it out over the air, then.
Pablo, can you give out your number and then I can just take field calls? Bless you, Tim. Thanks. It's from the 314. Thank you. Yeah, sneezing's pleasing. Hey, Tim, I have a case of the sneezies today, too. It's like we're best friends. It's from the 314.
Danny Schwartz is licensed in Missouri and Illinois.
Now, somebody, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, I don't know what film this is from. I would imagine Iggy may be able to answer it. But somebody is sending in pictures of a topless Alyssa Milano engaging in lesbianism. What picture is that? Is that Poison Ivy Part 2, Doug?
I don't know.
So she's gotten naked quite a bit.
Yeah, she really?
Yes, I think it
and
might.
And who's the boss? Little Danny Pintaro walked in on her one time?
Yeah, it could be. No, I know she got naked with Ray Dong Chong. They were both hookers. and she got naked in another B movie.
Mm.
I'll look it up on Mr. Skin.
Okay.
Doug, Cal Kennedy, who also let me know that the St. Gabriel School picnic is only 24 days away, said 15 under shipped it. Josh Seiberg's team, which also included a Henschel.
Really?
They won.
And the Henschels have mob ties?
Yes.
Now, that's a serious charge, and that is an inaccurate charge.
It's not.
The Henschels are the Kennedys of St. Gabriel's.
Ah, okay.
But Cal Kennedy is not the Kennedys of St. Louis. Do you follow?
Kind of.
I do.
All right.
I just know that the Henschels do have mob connections.
Again, that is not correct, and I don't know why you continue to go back to it. It is not correct, but I can tell you this. We bogeyed 11, and how often do you bogey a hole in a scramble? How often do you bogey a hole in a scramble? And, Doug, that's the signature hole, as you know.
You couldn't get a shot out of anybody. Was it a two-putt maximum?
It was, and we still weren't on the green. We had issues. It's the signature hole. You like that?
That's a tough course. It is.
I'm going to shut this down.
That Anbryer's tough. You better pack a lunch.
Yeah, but we were 10 under with three holes left, and we're going, okay, let's see if we can get to 13 under. It's very realistic. Mm-hmm. And there we are on 11. The math is easy. Go to 11 under on 11, 12 under on 12, 13 under on 13. And then you bogey a hole, and you sit there, and you don't sleep. You don't sleep. I'll be honest with you. You don't sleep.
I'm guessing if you didn't win, your dad couldn't make it?
That's a serious charge also.
Sorry.
It's a serious charge.
Do you have wingy-wingy there?
I had to jet like the wind, man, but I would have loved to because I
on
love
the course,
those cyber.
You're not eating a wing or two.
Yeah, that's not really my bag.
You know,
but afterwards, I like to reward myself for a round well played.
What I like to do is, like, if you're playing in a golf tournament or even watching and they have wings, you just eat the wings and you throw the bones right down on the ground and just let them know you're important and that you're not going to be picking up after.
Yeah, you'll see that at Belle Reve.
I had a wing the other night at a... I bought fast food downtown when I was working at Channel 4.
Where do you get fast food wings?
Well, it was Lee's Fried Chicken. And this was...
So you hit up Lee's Fried Chicken just a little north of downtown St. Louis.
That would be the last place for a fast food that I think you would stop.
But the wing was so small. It was tiny. It was not 2 inches long. I said, I think I'm eating pigeon. This can't be a chicken.
Might have been a thumb.
Either the chicken was a week and a half old, or I just ate like a pigeon.
Some places in the world, they'll take deceased bodies and just pluck the thumbs and then sell those as wings.
You think I ate a thumb? Well, there were other chicken pieces with it, and they were also extremely small.
Might have been an index finger.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Sup, D. Hench? That comes from Mario in Chicago.
Tim, you're right again.
Merry Christmas.
She did get naked in Poison Ivy, too.
But did she engage in lesbianism?
Oh, I don't know. It's just giving me the nude scenes.
Does somebody have a Mr. Skin for lesbianism? If not, we ought to start that up today.
She got naked in Deadly Sins.
Right.
Gardner said embrace the vampire. He is correct. That's on there.
Well,
there's yours, Poison Ivy, too.
And Mr. Skin shows you the clips, the video clips of all this?
Yeah, if I want to look at them, I'm just going through...
Yeah, you wouldn't ever want to look at them.
She also got naked in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Maybe Hugo Pool, because she seems to be in a pool with a girl here. Fear. Yes. Oh, she was in Fear.
I will go.
Number one sports talk gabber in the country.
Sports talk gabber.
No, I know Wahlberg banged her in Fear. I don't know if he got...
He did?
Greece too. Yeah, he used her.
Angels under.
And that's when Reese walked in and saw him banging her. But she was drugged at the
time. And did she join in for the less popular MFF? Because, Doug, I'll tell you what, it's weird.
Yeah.
In most relationships, you would assume if a significant other walks in while their husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case might be, is engaging in surprise coitus with someone else, you would think there might be some anger.
Right.
But in the films I see, usually they're like, oh, nice, I shall join. And I don't know if that's how it plays out in the real world.
Yeah, Doug, well, why don't you weigh in on that?
I don't think these are actually documentaries that you're watching.
Well, didn't Jimmy the Bull try to cuck you, bro?
I expect if a real spouse walked in, that movie doesn't get made.
Okay, I've had it.
Gunshots begin to be fired all around the room, and the film crew just says, you know what? That's it. That's a wrap. That's all we really have to do. Why do we even try to talk? That's the number one gabber.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano hooked up with my buddy after Ryan Howard's home run derby post party at Lumen after the 09 All-Star game. Thanks. It's from the 314.
You believe that?
Oh, I mean, that was me reading a text.
Yeah, I know. You believe the text?
I don't know. Maybe he pitched in Legion ball really well.
I don't think I believe it.
I had to help with a presentation at the Bogey Club last week and ended up having a serious recreational sesh whilst there. Any problem with that, Doug?
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners are members at the Bogey Club. And
yeah, there's only a handful of members there, aren't there?
Yeah, our listeners.
Yeah. I would say go ahead and go home first. You don't do it there at the Bogey Club.
I think 92% of our listeners live within a 2-mile radius of the Bogey Club.
Right there in that Ladue region.
He had a presentation that he had to help with, so
right.
He wasn't able to go home. Sometimes situations come up, Doug.
But I've done things like you know, drilling holes from the men's side over to the women's side. You know, just a little stupid voyeur stuff. You know, because I was traveling and... just became very... To other countries, I just became very, like, lonely and bored because I didn't speak the language, and I just started to do stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Find another hobby.
Yeah, maybe go to a saloon or a tavern.
Read a book.
Pub or something and talk to people there rather than drilling through
the
restaurant.
Take a macrame.
Hello, neighbor.
How bored do you have to be? I mean, how truly bored do you have to be before you start drilling holes in the outhouses?
I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at the forecast this weekend, 80% chance of thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday, and I'm thinking to myself, well, if I can't play golf, we can't really, you know, do a whole lot as far as booze goes with Anna Marie being 6 months pregnant. So I might drill a hole in a porta potty and hide out.
You're not that bored yet.
On Saturday, by the way, not on Friday.
There's got to be other options before you get to that.
Are they not going to be able to play baseball Saturday and Sunday?
All I know is I see 80 to 90% chance of thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday.
Well, that would be a problem because the Cardinals are already backed up with rainouts, Doug. What is Doppler saying?
I haven't checked Doppler yet.
Well, don't you work at the Four Fox or they got like really, Storm Chaser or
I'm not
Storm
sure
Tracker
how much,
9? Why don't you get on
that? Not sure how much I trust it 4 or 5 days in advance.
Well, get on it.
Well, I'm not the one who's going to have to sit around the park all day. Why don't you look at it?
Well, won't you cover it?
Yeah, well, that'd be fun. You can maybe get a doubleheader in the cat.
Won't you cover it?
If it's raining, I won't. No, if it's raining, I won't.
Well, that's the whole point. So it does affect you, too. And Cardinal
not
Nation.
Really.
Why do you hate Cardinal Nation?
I'll find out at Saturday whether it's raining or not. If it's raining, I won't go.
Hey, Doug, my buddy was an extra on the show Charmed. He banged the ugly one, said Milano was a bitch. Thanks. That's from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
Now, that sounded more real.
Oh, you don't like Alyssa Milano?
No, I said that sounded more real than the previous text.
Oh.
More likely to have happened.
Because you've heard tell Alyssa Milano's?
No, just because I didn't think this other guy got together with Alyssa Milano.
Doug, you're right. The lesbian scene was from Embrace the Vampire.
I didn't know. I didn't say that. I haven't seen that photo, that picture, the movie, nothing.
Guys, I don't want to jinx it like a perfect game, but the Plow Sox is on a roll this morning with his drop game. That's from the Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
I
not
like
news. He always
is. And bunnies.
They've redone the Bevo Mill now. Any desire to go down there? It's like Das Bevo. That's what they call it now. Das Bevo.
What's wrong with you? Did you ask Tim if he has any desire to go? Hey, Tim, why don't you go with...
yeah, you think
you want to go? We'll go this weekend. I'll go with you.
As many times...
I'm going to probably be in a porta potty for most of Saturday, but how's Friday look?
Why? Because you're bored. As many times as I've driven past the Bebo Mill, I've never set foot in the place.
You hang out in Dutchtown a lot, do you?
Yeah. Huh. And I need to go there. I need to go to Das Bevo. I mean, it's a landmark. How can you not go at least once?
Why was the mill built, boy?
It was a halfway point between Anheuser-Busch Brewery and Grant's Farm for August
really?
Bush. The Bush family
this
all the
is,
way.
This is good, fun St. Louis knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So when That's they take the covered wagon, they need a little stopover place.
I guess so, yeah. I guess sometimes they'd stay there. Certainly stop and have a drink. Mm-hmm.
Guys, the cat sounds like he's in a chair at the dentist. Chew your food before talking, please. Thanks. That's from D. Hibby.
I'm not eating.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where that's coming from. Nobody's dining unless the Plowhawk, who's just working the ones and twos,
yeah,
like Beethoven. But he's got, a muffin. What kind of muffin is that, brah?
Oh, blueberry.
Right.
That's a nice muffin, brah.
Are there other selections that you went with blueberry over?
Blueberry nut and chocolate chip aren't good.
Aren't?
No, the banana nut and chocolate chip are not good. No. Chocolate chip are too dry. The banana nut, too many nuts.
Mm.
Blueberry has good mix between muffin and fruit.
Yeah, somehow you get the blueberry muffin, you think, boy, I'm really eating healthy today.
I didn't say that.
Just how come the plowboy has the metabolism of like a 2-month-old, so mm-hmm. he's golden grams. What are you? Where are you? Are you still at right $126?
Yeah, I've been doing some push-ups lately, so maybe 130.
You look bigger.
Yeah, probably adding up to muscle.
How come you're going muffin lately over donut? Because you usually bring in a couple of donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts isn't open, and no offense to the gas station near me, but it's no Conoco in Soulard. Mm.
Wow, wow, wow! That will resonate throughout Baldwin.
You know a lot about fine dining, don't you? When you compare one gas station to the other, it's not exactly a Conoco.
I kind of had like a Conoco black card where I just walk in and kind of just put it on credit, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I've got that way now with Petromart because it's right on the way.
Yeah, they would just give me like smokes and, you know.
They give you the cigarettes.
They just write it down. Just write it down and then I pay next time. It was a good place.
Oh.
Dangerous.
How come Dunkin' Donuts isn't open? I thought.
They open at 5?
Hmm. Well, that's unfortunate when it's right there and it could really make your day better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Disappointing.
Yeah. But as long as there's a gas station.
With muffins.
Right.
That's sort of a prepackaged muffin. It doesn't have the freshness or wonderful texture of a fresh out of the oven right. muffin.
Yeah, it'll do.
Doug, I was a stand-in for the character named Dudley on Different Strokes for one episode.
Were you?
Gary Coleman was a jerk, but Conrad Payton was a delight.
That's nice. Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Gary Coleman was feisty.
You knew Conrad Bain was just a good man.
Yeah.
But cared about the kids is what
Gary
he
Coleman
did.
Came off as a little sassy.
What you talking about, Willis?
He
wonderful.
Was a spitfire.
Oh, I would look forward to that every Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
You did?
I would love it.
Really?
Different Strokes, brah.
That's what you were doing Saturday night at 7.
That's right. Balling hard, man.
How old were you at that time?
Like 2.
Oh.
I like cookies.
When you talk about great catchphrases from situation comedy.
Yeah, give me some of the best.
Get off my case, toilet face from Welcome Back, Kotter. To me,
yes.
Is on the Mount Rushmore.
Doug, is that Gabe Kaplan?
Yeah, I think it was.
Get off my case or up your nose with a rubber hose.
Wonderful.
Because those were street kids. So that was real. That
right.
was real.
Not that real. How about Straight to the Moon, Alice?
Is that Growing Pains, Kirk Cameron?
That was Honeymooners.
Honeymooners. The great Jackie Gleason joking about domestic violence.
Right.
Wonderful, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Any others, Tim? How about this one? Stow it, Alice.
Wonderful. And that was on Small Wonder?
That was on Alice.
Ah, with Vera. Dingbat.
Yeah, Dingbat.
Doug, was she Dingbat?
No.
Dingy, you dingy broad.
Dingbat was Archie Bunker's wife.
Edith
Bunker.
So she was Edith, not
she
Dingbat.
She got called Dingbat, I think.
Well, then what was Vera?
I don't know.
I thought she was Dingbat.
She was. But Dingbat was the wife in what was Archie Bunker's show?
All in the Family.
All in the Family. But she was a dinghy broad in the little cafe run by Mel Sharples. Different people.
And Flo said, "Kiss my grits." There's a wonderful catchphrase.
Yeah.
She sure did. She sure enough did.
She was sassy.
Yeah, she, oh boy, she sure enough was sassy.
Doug, what's your favorite situation comedy catchphrase? Is that all of them? Have we listed them all?
I think we just got them
A
all.
A to Z?
Yeah.
Doug, what about Punky Brewster? Thanks, that's from TJ, I'm sorry.
I didn't watch Punky Brewster.
Soleil Moonfry.
Right.
And breast reduction. And too big.
Yep. Doug was just about to say that.
I wasn't going to say that. I haven't seen the gal in years.
Who was she hanging out with this weekend? Soleil Moonfry. It was hanging out with somebody this weekend.
How would we know that exactly? How would I know?
I can't think of who it was. She was friends with somebody, and I have to be honest with you here. I got a vibe it was lesbianism. I did.
You saw her at Ballpark Village or something?
No, this was...
Das Bevo?
This was on what they call the Twitter tweets.
Oh.
She kind of has that look about her, don't she?
Yeah.
What
probably,
look?
Probably a sport.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Ed O'Neill. That's who it was.
Ed O'Neill from Married with Children and Modern Family.
That's who she was hanging with. I think I saw it on Instagram. Oh. If I had an Instagram account.
A lot of swinging going on Three's Company. Hope they're wearing Jimmy hats. Thanks. It's from Zeebo's Wrestling Buddy. Was there a lot of swinging going on Three's Company with the great Joyce DeWitt? Have you interviewed her? I feel like you would interview her.
See, that was the whole premise. They always thought there was something dark going on.
Well, didn't Don Knotts think that Jack Tripper was for the gays?
Yes. Otherwise, he wouldn't have allowed him to stay there.
Why?
Because I think Don Knotts was the landlord, wasn't he?
Right.
And I think he thought if there was any monkey business going on there, he was not going to permit it in his unit. He was going to throw him out.
But what's wrong with Jack Tripper living with Suzanne Summers and the great Joyce DeWitt?
He wore an ascot sometimes.
Well, I think that was how he allowed them to live there, because he knew there was no funny business going on.
Because he thought he was for the gays.
Yes.
Interesting.
Now, did he come after Norman Fell or before Norman Fell, as far as the landlord?
Norman Fell answered the phone in The Graduate.
Norman Fell was first, if memory serves.
So he's
then they were like, what do we do for... He wasn't the owner of the property. He was sort of a super. What do we do? And they go, let's create Mr. Furley.
Mm-hmm.
Who should we get? Don Knotts. All right, let's have lunch.
Yeah, I think they did get lunch.
Should we have him wear an ascot? And they said, from time to time, yes. You can't overdo it with the ascot.
Guys, I don't know if you've noticed this, but mentioning an adolescent actress is the bat signal for Iggy to comment on her breast size.
Well, she got the breast reduction when she was in her 20s, not teens. So.
How about that Gina Lola Brigida? Did you ever meet her?
No, I've never interviewed her. I think she's dead anyway. But.
But you have interviewed the great Joyce DeWitt.
A few times, actually.
Does she still hold a grudge against Suzanne Summers for destroying the cash cow that was this?
Yes, I believe that we did talk about that, and I think they tried to sue up until a certain point to get their money, and she did say that we didn't talk for many, many years after that.
Her and Suzanne?
Yeah.
Because Suzanne Summers left the show to become a bigger star?
Well, she wanted more money, and then it put a kibosh on the show, I believe, when she didn't get her money. Then they brought in...
The lady
Priscilla
with the big
Barnes,
teeth,
maybe?
With the big lady with the big teeth.
But anyway, she said that she wasn't happy with her for many, many years. And then she talked about smoking pot and some other things.
No! I always considered Martin Kilcoyne the Suzanne Summers of this show.
And so Doug has big teeth?
Yep. Because it was like, all right, the good guy left. Let's bring in a replacement with giant teeth.
Mm. Yeah, that's a fantastic analogy,
Thank
Jim.
You. Thank you.
Spin us a yarn, Mr. Creepy Bootface.
Hey, come
That's
on.
From Butch McGuire.
Bootface?
Well, Leatherface has been worn out, so they go to another.
Doug, for decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's. To fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory, and by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Get started with Harry's today with their great starter sets. Your starter set includes Or is it your start set? The copy says your start, but I would think it's your starter set. Starter?
Let's go with starter set, please.
All right. The copy says your start set includes, I might say your starter set includes, I don't know. Ergonomic handle in the color of your choice. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel. Travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving for just $15. This is a great everyday deal, but just for our audience, I have a special offer for fans of the show where you can get it for even less. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code INSIDESTL. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL. Check out to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. It started with Harry's today. It's the Design Air. Design Air, heating and cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air donating 2% of all sales from TMA. Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. DesignAir is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop train. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the WWE recap with the great Larry Nickel.
Hit the lever, Plowsy. Plowsy, hit the lever.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our
590 The Fan
wrestling insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Well, Doug, it was unbelievable yesterday afternoon in what was a stunning development. Larry Nickel sent out a message that people are still talking about 15 hours later, and the message was as follows. Oh, happy day. I am graduating from Lewis and Clark Community College this year. Graduation is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Anne Hathaway Cultural Center, and it's unreal as Larry Nickel, after 6 years at Lewis and Clark Community College, is going to get his associate's degree, and it's time to celebrate with the great Larry Nickel. Larry, congratulations, Jackie Papers.
Well, thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Congratulations, Larry.
What a journey you've been on. Over 6 years, did you think there was ever a time where you weren't going to make it through and receive that, what is it, lambskin?
Sheepskin. Sheepskin.
Sheepskin. Lambskin's what I use.
Well, at first, I was discouraged, but then I checked my grades yesterday, and I passed.
Wow.
Tomorrow night.
Reminds me of a song. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Is it Gloria Gaynor?
Just thinking I could never live without you by my side. But I spent so many nights thinking how you done me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back singing that. It's a celebration for Larry.
Now, Larry, you were kind of in the same position as Sean Astin in the 1991 film Rudy, where he didn't know if he was going to get the grades to pass. And so did you walk up to a bulletin board yesterday and see that you did indeed get that D in broadcasting to pass? How did you find out that you are going to be a Lewis and Clark alumnus?
I went online to check my grade.
Yep.
What was that last class, though, that was giving you trouble?
Ecology.
E. coli.
Yeah, ecology. That can be tough. Well, it's a nice accomplishment for you, Larry. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got your AA in, was it radio broadcasting, you said?
Yeah, I got that earlier. I got that last semester, but I was still working on my associate's, which I'm getting tomorrow night.
Yeah. And what do you plan to do with that degree? Are you planning to take your act to a national stage?
That I don't know yet.
That's smart. You just wait and see what the...
Yeah, let your agent do the legwork. You hang out and enjoy a lovely summer in Alton, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And watch... Right.
Bald Eagles.
Professional wrestling.
Fast Eddie's. You know, the Alton Bell Casino.
Yep. Were you posted up at Fast Eddie's like last Thursday or Friday?
No.
Somebody posted a picture of you on Thursday or Friday at Fast Eddie's, and I'm like, oh, I guess Larry's hanging out. But I guess it could have been an old picture.
It was an old picture.
Doug, it was an old picture. You were wrong.
Yeah, fan page members do have a way of taking liberties with photos.
Plowhawk, do we have audio from last night's presentation, or was it Westminster Dog Show night?
No, we have something.
Using all of his... Oh, wait, look out! Oh, no!
Samoa Joe! Samoa Joe!
Joe's made it abundantly clear that this issue is over when he says it is.
He's like an assassin, man.
What in the world happened there, Larry? Joe sounded upset.
Let me set it up.
Okay.
At the beginning of the show, Raw general manager and Hall of Famer Kurt Angle made a fatal five-way match for, at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of that match goes on to face the current reigning, defending WWE Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar. And the stormy combatants in the match were Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt. And as you heard in the clip, Samoa Joe came out, interfered in the match, which caused Bray Wyatt the match, so Seth Rollins won by disqualification.
So that means Seth Rollins gets to do something?
Hello? No, it was just one of two matches that was set up.
Okay.
By Joe Manager Kurt Angle.
All right.
There are four of the five competitors in the five-way match, Extreme Rules, had matches, so Samoa Joe was the odd man out. So he came in and interfered in the main event last night.
All right. And you had to sit through and watch this whole thing? Two or three-hour show you had to watch?
Yes.
Hmm. I am sorry about that. Anything else fun, interesting happened?
Well, the current reigning defending Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss came out.
Alexa Bliss, Doug, one of the greatest.
Okay.
And then Bayley, who is still owed a mandatory rematch, came out and was wanting to cash it in at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But Alexa Bliss didn't want anything to do with it, so she shut Bayley down. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Alexa Bliss goes underneath the ring and gets a Kendall stick, or as some people like to call it, a Stinger Bar cane, and uses it on Bayley.
Doug, do you have a problem with watching, like, say you're watching the Masters, and all of a sudden, you notice somebody marks their ball improperly? Do you consider that the same kind of violation as reaching under the ring and pulling out a stick to use it?
Very similar. Very similar. They're just confused as to the rules when you go under the ring and pull out a kendo stick. I mean, you think that it's legal to beat someone with a prop. Turns out, I guess it isn't.
Well, Larry, I'm more interested in your graduation. Again, congratulations. Are you going to have some sort of a soiree to celebrate? Are you having a graduation party?
Well, I might be having one this weekend. I'm not sure yet. As you guys like to call it, to be determined.
Right. Yeah, that's a phrase we came up with, along with priming the pump. So do you have the top five countries in the world for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, Doug, here you go. This is going to be interesting because there's been a real Hebraic theme to these over the last month or two.
I haven't noticed.
Probably shouldn't be this week, I wouldn't think. Go ahead, Larry.
Number five.
Yeah.
Gridiron Grill.
Gridiron Grill.
Seems like Larry got another new sponsor.
Is that, I love you, Larry.
Is that Nalton?
No, that's in Breeze, Illinois.
Okay. How much you get
four.
For that? How much you get for that mention?
Number four. Israel.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Could be a little higher, but I'll live with it.
Number three, Jerusalem.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Number two, Paul Reiser.
Oh, I love this list.
Number one, United States of America.
Yes! I will be done.
Yes! I knew it.
That Gridiron Grill sounds like a good place to eat.
So does that Paul Reiser.
It's not on the books.
Okay.
Nor is he. Larry...
Before I leave,
another live read.
Tim, you always say support the sponsors, right?
You're damn right.
Well, there's one sponsor. The people who listen to this fine presentation need to go visit, which is the title sponsor of the morning after. And you're asking yourself, who is that?
I like cookie.
Well, it is. The home run expert, Brian Kelly.
Okay.
If you need to go get your home loan refinanced, or if you want to get a new home loan.
Absolutely.
you need to go visit our friend, Brian Kelly, at his little headquarters on Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri. Or you can call him at 314-781-9700. Mm-hmm. Or you can go visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Brian Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Larry, how about this? Great read that's not on the books. We have a TMA Live at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. The very same Hot Shots you were robin-fed a chicken wing by Timmy the Tickler's wife, lo so many months ago. And I say that TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, becomes your graduation party with the listeners on Thursday night, Jackie Papers.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Doug, how about that?
Yeah, that's a
how
idea.
About that?
Strong idea. We can play that graduation theme music when he walks in.
And we could incorporate that into the game. Sometimes we play games and we could maybe pick Larry's brain about things he's learned in his 6 years of degree hunting.
Right.
All right, then.
All right. It sounds like it's the end of the show.
Done. Sold.
You still there, Larry?
Yes, I am, oh, Doug.
Good talk, son.
All right.
So we will celebrate your graduation on Thursday night at Hot Shots in O'Fallon for TMA Live, Jack.
That sounds good. God bless America.
There he is, Larry Nickel, Doug.
All right, thank
he
you,
is
Nixie.
A college graduate. I am not. Larry is, and all seems right with the world.
Yeah, it's a nice little accomplishment for Larry.
It really is.
Good. Guys, Gridiron has foin wings. Shout out to owner Nate. Thanks. That's from the 618.
That's all it takes.
What up, Nate?
Nate. I've not been there. I don't think I've ever been to Breeze, Illinois.
You could be like Danny Schwartz and watch your business expand by simply jumping on and sponsoring something here on this program.
Yeah.
Nate.
Yeah, like a real sponsorship as opposed to this under-the-table dealings with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
These cash deals.
What do you think? They give him like $5,000 in
probably,
an envelope?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, at least that much.
A brick of cash. All right, Gabe DeArmond with us and Derek Gould with us coming up here on the radio program. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, an amazing 7 o'clock hour. As we kind of went through some 1970s sitcoms. It resonates with the audience. And I'm still not clear what Vera's name was on Alice.
You just said it. Her name was Vera. You just said it.
But like nickname, like
Dingy. Dingy Broad.
God, Doug, is that right, you think?
You can't say that in this day and age. You can't call someone a dingy broad.
I was just recounting what
Dingy Dame, Mel. I think, is what you say now. Is that
Dame.
Right?
Dingy Dame. No, I can't say that was the 40s or 50s.
So Design Air has been serving the St. Louis area since 1904. They're the number one train dealer in Missouri. Seth Goldkamp and his family, fourth generation owner and operators, and really care about their customers. And I'm one of their customers, and I can vouch for them. They set up our new HVAC system in our basement, and I can recommend them wholeheartedly to you. Support the sponsors, and we highly recommend Design Air Heating and Cooling. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. 314-739-1600. That's 314-739-1600. Or visit designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. It is time to take a commercial break, but Derek Gould is going to be with us on the Cardinals, and Gabe DeArmond is going to be with us on the Plowboys' excitement over the Missouri recruiting resurgence. It's all coming your way here in the 8 o'clock hour on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS Live from the Gateway, Buick GMC Studios.